Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. All right, so what do you hear? What do you say? Am I? Hello? Mic check. Mic check 1, 2. If you can hear me, very good. All right. J-Paul, welcome back, baby. We're doing a Valentine's Day show. And that's what's up. Hello? J-Paul? Hello? If you're talking, I can't hear you.
But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, here is your co-host, Justin Not a Fan.
Oh, hey, Tony.
How?
How are you doing tonight, Tony? It's me, Justin, from the chat.
Yeah, I heard your name's Justin. You're that fucking guy that's been bothering me.
Whoa. You don't mind if I sit in for J-Bo tonight, do you?
Yeah, I don't mind, because last week he had the Jewish guy. And now he's got you. Why are you guys doing this shit to me? This is what I want.
Yeah,
to
I don't know how that works, Tony. I don't know how that works. Can I ask you a question? You sound a little weird tonight. Have you put on about 50 pounds?
No, I haven't put on 50 pounds. I dropped weight, and I look good. And the women that fucked me, they're the ones that say, Tony, you feel good, you feel strong. Now, where's J-Bo so we can get him on the air?
I don't believe that.
Well, you want me to call? Jason, call in or I'm calling you. That's it. Call in or I'm calling you.
Yeah. Keep calling Jason. He'll come to the rescue.
I'm going to call him because I don't want you on the air with me. I'm going to cancel the show, and I don't want you on the air with me.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You call Jason, and I'll call you Greaseball, Guinea, Guido, Goomba, Ginzo, Wop. How about that?
All right. You're going to say this shit to me? You get the fuck out of here because this is about Valentine's Day show. Everybody ignore this guy. Jewish guy, whoever the fuck you are, put him on block so I can do my show. Thank you. Welcome to an episode of Tony Talk, and please ignore the fucking guy on the other end here. Who the fuck are you anyway? Who are you? Another fucking weirdo that wants to fuck me in the ass.
Just ignore me.
Yeah, I'm here ignoring you. So we're gonna do a show tonight. Is that what we're gonna do?
It appears like it, yes.
What do you want then? Are you friends with Jason? Your buddies? Because he's friends with everybody that doesn't like me apparently. So
Jason who?
Jason, J-Bo.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. Listen, we got a lot of dead air here. Why don't we get to some callers, huh?
No. There's no callers. I don't have fucking callers. I don't have anybody. Because I don't have
the chat says Tony hates Jews.
I don't hate Jews. You son of a bitch are fucking... You're the one that's supposed to answer the calls. Answer the calls or I'm just going to hang up. I don't want to...
Yeah, this guy says you're lying.
Who?
I got Tommy. Tommy Monahan. He says, stop lying, Tony.
No, I'm not going to stop. I'm not lying, first of all. I don't lie. That's the first thing I'm going to share with you. You son of a bitch. Second thing is, I don't want you on the air. Hello? Hello?
Look here, man.
Not you. Not you. Justin.
Let me tell you something, man.
Justin.
Is this Tony?
What?
I want to speak to Tony, motherfucker. Who's Tony, man? Where are you, man?
This is Tony.
I think you're a fake Tony, man. Let me tell you something, motherfucking fat fuck. This is Leroy Jackson, man, and I'm from the Bronx, man. You understand that?
Yeah, I know I understand it. You're a fucking black priest. Trust me.
Yeah, that's right.
Get rid of him.
How many times I came on your show and you called me a nigger, man? How many times, man?
I'm not going to get rid of this caller. He sounds like a real man, Tony.
Yeah, let me say this, Tony. Let me say this about you, you fat, tub of donkey shit.
Fuck you,
let me
you
say this, man.
Jason! Jason! I know you're over there. Get him the fuck out. Hello?
Let me tell you something, Tony, man. Listen to me, man. I'm not going to stay on here long. I know you got a lot of callers, but I'm going to tell you something right up front, man. We're going to start your show with a bang, man, because you are one of the fattest people I've ever met in my life, man.
Justin,
now, you say it. Listen to me. Shut the fuck up, man, and listen to me, man. This is Leroy Jackson.
I know where I'm from. Bronx.
Do you know where I'm from, Tony? Where am I from, man?
The fucking Bronx. The fucking Bronx.
There you go. You pay attention. I'm impressed, man.
I'm trying to
do a show.
You pay
attention.
You fucking retarded person. What do you want?
Don't have a stroke on us, Tony. That already happened to Clay Douglas 6 years ago. Actually, damn. It's been so over 6 years. That's sad.
Yeah.
Do you remember Clay?
Tony, you need to just calm down.
It's horrible, man.
Yeah.
You gotta calm down, Tony.
Well,
you're
can you say what
out
you
right
say,
here, man? You're gonna
can you say?
Out.
Can you say what you want to say, please? Because I'm getting
nervous. You know what?
I'll tell you what.
Listen to me, man. You don't listen, you never shut the fuck up, man. Now, let me say this, Tony, and then I want your producer to put me on hold because I want to watch the show and listen to the show. Tony, you need to respect J-Bo, man. J-Bo made you who you are, and you know I'm right about that, man. He made you who you are. Without J-Bo, you would be a nothing, man. You understand me?
You
want to respect somebody? Let's shut the fuck up, man. Man,
Justin, hang up on him now, Justin. Hang up on him.
No. I don't want to be hung up on. I'm going to say what I got to say, and then I'm out of here. And he can put me back on hold.
I'm going to fuck up then, because I got a show I want to do.
Tony,
you know
keep
what?
Interrupting him. I'm not going to hang up
on
this caller, Tony.
But you know what? I can't deal with this attitude that this fat Italian Dago Prego eating ragu eating fat fuck has to say. So I'm going to go back on hold, or You know what? You don't even have to put me on hold, man. I just won't talk. I'll put myself on mute. How about that? Goodbye,
good.
Tony.
Hang up the phone and be a son of a bitch by yourself. Go call the priest show. Go call the black priest show.
I like that caller. I like how he puts you in your place. Strong man. Haven't had a caller like that since Jesco.
Yeah, Jesco. Jesco was banned off this show. Just like when this night's done, you're banned off the show. Jason, get rid of this fucking Justin guy. Get rid of Justin.
That brings up a question, Tony. Let me ask you this. I got someone in the chat. He's asking, is it true that you tucked your legs behind your head so that Jesco could look you in the eyes while he fucked you in the ass?
No, it's not true. And Jesco never fucked my ass, all right? And
I don't believe that.
How does it fit? Jason, I know he's listening because he always fucking listens. Jason, how does it feel that you're ruining the show? How does it feel that you're ruining the show? And I want more money for my likenesses for the comic, because now I'm dealing with this fucking guy. Get rid of him. Hello.
Gets a little boring by yourself there, doesn't it? God damn, you're boring. Hey, I got another question here. This person wants to know, do you prefer shit walker, shit stomper, shit slider, shit stepper, shit shuffler, or just fucking retard?
How about nothing? How about none of those names? Do you prefer to be called a son of a bitch? You prefer to call a fucking asshole? Or do you prefer to be called a fucking cunt that needs to hang up? That's what I want you to do. I want you out of here.
Oh, by the way, I meant to ask, are we going to have a shit break at some point?
No, we're not having a shit break. I don't do shit breaks. I take musical breaks. Musical breaks. That's what I take because I'm a fucking musician. I don't shit while I sing at the same time.
You shitting?
No, I'm not shitting.
Sorry, I got a little discombobulated there. Just going to have to keep it dangerously smooth. You got a lot of fags in the chat. You know that, Tony?
Don't say fags. Don't say faggots. We're not talking about fucking queers and all that shit. Because you guys
a lot
know
of fags.
Talk
a lot of
about
queers.
Dick
a lot of LGBTQ+. A lot of transsexuals.
Yeah, because you guys all want to fuck me in the ass. That's all I have for an audience.
Dr. N says it's the ass fuck show, and you just also said it's the ass fuck show.
I didn't say it was the ass fuck show. This is supposed to be a Valentine's Day show. And, of course, Jason doesn't show up because he's a
show. Let's get a hashtag Valentine's ass fuck.
Okay. So I'm going to hang up. I don't want to do a show no more. You're being a son of a bitch. You're being fucking
get another caller on here, Tony. Let's bring another caller on here. How about that?
I'm not bringing a caller.
Someone for you to talk to.
I'm not the one that brings the callers on, first of all. I'm not the one that brings the callers on. You're supposed to be doing it, you fucking idiot.
Okay. How about a message?
Hello, darlings.
How about a message?
And happy Valentine's Day. This is Alfonso with a recorded message. And it's very romantic. It's from Tony Frittata. Tony Frittata asks, can I suck ya fat cork, you fat faggot motherfucker? Hashtag fat faggot motherfucker. Who it went with the song?
Beautiful.
No, it
wasn't that beautiful, Tony?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't beautiful. You're so disgusting. But
you tell us about your first homosexual experience, Tony.
Never had a homosexual experience. Never had one.
I believe that.
Because I'm not fucking gay. And you guys all want me to be gay. That's the thing. Everybody here wants to be gay. Not me. Call the gay show. There's got to be a show out there for gays. Call the gay show. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, Justin. Hang up. Disconnect from the show. Yeah, I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna start the show myself. And I'm gonna get the password from Jason. Because I'm not gonna deal with your fucking rude
little fat faggot motherfucker.
Who the fuck is this now?
You know who this is. This is Tony Furtado.
You sound like a fucking cartoon. That's what you sound like.
And you sound like your balls haven't dropped.
Hang up on this fucking asshole. I'm not talking
about
this.
If you hang up with me, I'm going to come up and I'm going to stick my dick in your mouth and I'm going to give you HIV just like I did to Kenny and Victor.
Okay, very good. Very good. Some Valentine's Day show for this. This is supposed to be a Valentine's Day show. And it's not a Valentine's Day show. So I'm going to share a story. I'm going to ignore everybody. I'm going to share a Valentine's Day story with everybody. But then I'm going to hang the fuck
up. Is it about the time that I fucked you in the ass and gave you HIV?
Get him the fuck out of here! When I'm fucking talking.
I'm not going anywhere, fat boy. You're stuck with me, and I'm the real Tony, not you. Tony Kaka.
Dueling Tony.
Tony Kwa Kwa. Kwa Kwa. Kwa Kwa. Kwa Kwa.
Fuck off!
Talk to him, Tony.
Fuck off!
Hey, Kenny, you got something you want to say?
Okay.
Hang up on this fucking asshole, please.
All right, back in the crate with you. Kenny, you get back in.
Where's Jason?
Wow.
Where's Jason?
Well, sounds like they're having a good Valentine's Day.
Where's Jason?
I don't know why you take calls like that, Tony.
I'm not the one taking cars like that. You're the one that's fucking doing it. You're the one that's doing it.
No, I'm not doing that. Here's a question from Pastor Veal. It says, if you could kiss Johnny on the lips to bring him back to life and have him with his family again, would you do that? I think that's a good question. Because you like Johnny.
No.
And you're a little bit homosexual.
Hold on. I feel like this.
Hashtag
fat fuck. Like you Skype. What? Okay. You guys are disrespecting the dead. This show was supposed to be me and Jason talking about Valentine's Day. Talking about things. About Valentine's Day.
All right, since you're dodging the question, let me just interrupt you right there, and let me
no.
get you to Turbo Nikas. He follows up with, would you mung him back to life?
You are disrespecting my friend, Johnny Longfetter, by asking me these fucking questions. No, I don't want to fuck his dead body. People don't fuck other people's dead bodies.
That would be the second, possibly the third munging on this show.
You know, you sound like a fucking asshole. Yeah, I don't like your voice. You sound like an asshole. That's what you sound like.
Oh, here's a really good question. It says, was a Boston Marathon bombing just a really bad fought by Tony that he blamed on the terrorists? It's a good question.
No. I'll tell you what, though. Ask your fucking friend Jason, who actually trained with that fucking terrorist. Why don't you ask him? Go ahead. Yeah, now you got nothing to say. Your fucking friend Jason trained with them. They did fighting together. You bet you didn't know that.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I said, ask, you're a fucking asshole.
Oh, here's another question. It says, Tony, why did you stop attending church? People are telling me Father Gianni touched you in your late 20s.
Father Gianni never touched me by anybody. He never touched me. He never had sex with me. And
I don't believe that.
I don't care what you believe. He never fucked me. He never shucked me. Nothing. So these aren't Valentine's Day questions. These aren't Valentine's Day questions. So can you go, what the fuck?
This is the list that says Valentine's Day questions. I'm sorry, I can only read from these questions.
You know, if this wasn't money involved, I wouldn't be doing this. Just letting you know. Not here for
you. You know, there's a lot of questions here about things getting stuck in orbit around you. I'm just going to leave those alone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I appreciate.
Here's one that asked, if you stand on a piece of charcoal, does it turn to diamond? I think that's a reference to your weight.
No, it's not. It's not the reference to my weight. I've never, I'm not that fat. I'm actually very muscular. People ask me sometimes, they go, hey, Tony, do you power lift? Because you're a big guy. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Here's a question from the great Oki from Appalachia. I don't really understand this one. It says, is it true that you were your father's least favorite daughter? Interpret that.
My father's daughter was his least favorite daughter because she's a fucking whore. That's an answer I can give you. Yeah. So are you done aggravating me? Or what's the problem now? You done being a fucking stonard to me? Because now it's
I'm waiting on some Valentine's Day advice.
Dagger? Gaga? I'm not really sure how you say it in American, but anyway, good afternoon, Mr. Gaga. This is Samantha from Blog Talk Radio. I'm calling in because I wanted to know if you wanted to renew your developmentally disabled discount on Blog Talk. We need your paperwork from your doctor who tells us that, you know, you have the IQ of a stunted child. Please don't take that the wrong way. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of American women out there that would find that attractive. So just get back to me when you can with the paperwork. And remember, Valentine's Day is once a year, but that doesn't mean you need to eat all the chocolates. You don't want to get a nasty tummy ache or, you know, diabetes. Cheers, darling.
Fuck you.
Let's get a hashtag DDA in the account.
I'm not retarded. And
developmentally disabled. Hashtag not retarded.
Yeah. She's a fucking, that wasn't the Blog Talk Radio broad. That was some British broad. But it wasn't her because I don't have a retarded thing, okay? There's no retarded
A retarded thing. That's exactly.
I'm not retarded.
Exactly what it is.
I'm not. I got all Asian B's in school.
Can I read a positive comment, Tony? This one says your voice is like that of a beautiful castrato.
Oh, well, thank
I'll have
you.
To Google castrato.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. I do sing sometimes, and I had to retire for a little bit because it was getting too much to write my own songs. I wrote my own songs, and actually Jason helped me like them, but they were dirty. And he said to me, don't sing these songs on the air because people are going to think they are dirty.
That's true. And, I heard the explicit edition, Not Another Dick Sock. That was a good song, Tony. I'm glad you heard that.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was Rico.
This is not another dick sock. That was a good one. That was a good one.
No, it wasn't a good one.
Reminded me of being back in school.
Okay, well, that wasn't me. I didn't sing
that song. Hashtag memory lane.
Hashtag go fuck yourself. Jason, can we get this fucking asshole out of here, please? Because...
Hello, darling. This is another question from one of your most loyal fans and listeners.
Before you do
His name
that.
Is Joe Gibson, and Joe Gibson asks...
Fuck Joe.
Can I lick your shitty balls after I give you a blumpkin?
Shut it the fuck up.
Hashtag blumpkin balls.
First of all, you need to start fucking telling me when you're going to start playing those things.
Caller. Jesus
Christ.
A lot of dead air. Let me read one more. Let's see. This one is from Ashley. It says, not a question. Tony is fat.
Okay, well, Ashley, I've been very nice to you, but you're a cunt. Okay? And I'm not fat. I'm thick. And my dick is thick, too, if you want to know. Because you keep saying to everybody that you want to fuck it. You want to fuck my dick. Whatever the fuck that means. You can't fuck a dick unless you have a pussy. But you don't have a pussy. You have a dick. And you dress like a girl.
Talking about?
Not you. I'm talking about Ashley. It's a guy that dresses like a girl and wants to have sex with me. Just like Veronica.
I'm not sure that it's a human. Here's one. It says, hey, Tony, is it true that Cadillac Joe blew his load all over your pillow when you were a child?
No,
I can't believe
it's not
typed
true.
That.
It's not true. And Cadillac Joe
Why would they type that?
Very, very good, very good to me. He was very good to me.
Whoa.
And he never... me or fucked me in the ass and all the other shit. I never sucked his dick. He never fucked Pastor Ken in the ass. He never sucked Pastor Ken's dick. These are all questions people have asked me. And Jason, if you're listening, you have a disrespectful piece of shit because you also said that you wanted to shoot Cadillac Joe in the face. You're a piece of garbage, okay? And you let these guys like Justin talk shit about your fucking stepfather, who is more like a father to you than anything. You let these people talk shit. You're a fucking disgrace. You're a horrible person. And you're not doing a show.
That. What? Shit.
Hello.
I am not a man. And I do
now
not
you did it.
Want to fuck you. Want to kill you.
I've
always wanted to.
Hang up on
you. Yes.
Hang up on
no.
you. Because I don't want to hear the shit. And the fucking...
Use my congressional gowns.
Get out of
wow.
All right, get out of here.
You know, Tony, I would not antagonize the supernatural. It's just
get
a bad
out of
idea.
Here. Well, hang up on him, please. Just get out of here. Fucking weirdo.
Miss Kupalagazi?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I'm
that's right.
I'm
the person behind the show is a fat woman.
Okay, I'm not a fat woman. You dress like a woman. You dress like a woman, and
you dress like Jennifer Anderson with the sleeveless, turtleneck. Yeah. So.
Jennifer Anderson.
Shut the fuck up if I were you.
Ah, you want to say something? You're fresh. Hang up on him or her right now.
Yeah,
and
I'm fresh. What are you gonna do about it? You gonna shit your pants?
Okay, no, I'm not gonna shit my pants.
Are you gonna
dodge
people and
fucking
read their numbers on the air again like you did last time?
I'm telling Jason what you called me and what you said. I'm telling him.
Well, that's too bad because he's gonna laugh at you.
No, he's not gonna laugh at me.
Yes, he is.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not taking anyone's shit. I've taken enough shit. And I'm not going to take it from this fat fuck.
Hashtag
and I was
show.
Nice to him this whole time, and he turns around, and he starts acting like a dick suck to everyone. He quits doing shows. He erases 5 years of hard work. And not only disrespecting J-Bo, he disrespect Joshua Higgins.
Oh.
No, I never disrespected Joshua Higgins. Jason.
Well, that's okay, because when the show's done, you're going to be seeing Higgins and Johnny again. So,
Johnny,
turning out.
Johnny and Higgins are both gone. They both died. And
yeah, so are you. You don't care about, you never cared about him.
Don't
care about anyone.
Don't threaten me on a fucking phone, okay? You've got balls threatening me. You used to be nice, now you're fresh, and you're a son of a bitch, and you're banned from the show. You're banned.
Don't you dare ban me.
All right, get rid of it, please.
That's a good caller. I like that
yeah.
caller.
Why should a good caller?
You got some strong callers tonight. Really putting your ass in your place. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. Thank you for being a fucking son of a bitch. Sure.
Somebody said LeBron
I
is not trained in the sacred rites, otherwise Johnny Longfeather would have already been munged back to life. That's a good point. Go ahead, Tony.
I need to go take a musical break. Or a break
hashtag
in general.
Shit break.
It's not a shit break. I just need a break because I'm getting nervous. And I need to go, get my, my inhaler. So,
hashtag nervous shits.
This isn't my show anymore anyway. I have to come to the realization that this isn't my show no more. This is a show about Jason. It's fucking, here we go.
Hello. Today is a Valentine's Day. It's a perfect day for a live sock.
No,
you always want to do this that on Valentine's Day. Today, on a Tony Talk, I get the live sock. While I play my guitar, I get big suck on a Valentine's Day. Ooh.
Get rid of him now. Get rid of him now. Get out of here.
Well, that was good. Thanks.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Now go kiss your boyfriend on your mouth.
Oh.
So I lost control.
Wow. I got to wipe the tears away after that one.
I've asked you about 4 fucking times.
Oh, wow.
4 times to tell me when you're going to fucking play songs or voicemails from people. I've asked you 4 fucking times to stop bringing callers on the air, to stop doing all this shit.
And we're back.
Hello? Is this
Hello?
Is this the Dangerous Mula? The Dangerous Mula?
Yes, this is Dangerous Mood, a.k.a. Tony G, a.k.a. Big Dick Tony, a.k.a. I got a lot of names. Yes, this is me.
Yeah, you get called the last one a lot, I hear, a lot, I hear. Well, it's been a while, Tony, in case you don't remember me. I'm Spiro T. Agnew. How have you been? It's been forever. Tony, could you please, I know you like me, but you don't have
no.
to. Chicken
I don't like
on the
you.
Air, please.
I don't like
why don't you.
You
like me? Wait, why don't you like me? Why did I ever do to you?
Because you won't shut the fuck up when I'm talking.
Okay, talk. I'll give you. Say what you want to say.
I have nothing to say. You are fucking annoying, and I got an asshole on your end here that does
then,
nothing.
Can I ask for Valentine's advice? This is a Valentine's Day show, right? Can I ask Valentine's advice? You've been bitching this entire show about no one talking about Valentine's Day. I want to talk about Valentine's Day, you fat faggot. Can I please talk about
it? You call me a fucking faggot out of here, you fucking son of a bitch. You get the fuck out of here now. Hang up on him.
No,
Justin.
No, I'm getting my Valentine's Day advice. I waited fucking 40 minutes to get Valentine's Day advice, you greasy dago wop. Now, are you going to listen to me, or are you going to have, I don't know. Are you going to go get fucked in the ass, but... I don't know.
No, no.
Tony, this is a call about love.
Yeah.
Answer this man. Answer this man.
I'll answer the Canadian.
Go ahead.
This is a
call about... No, I am an American, Tony!
Don't yell at me. Answer your fucking question.
Okay.
And,
all right, listen.
Get right out of here! You'll fucking shut up!
Tony, I have a son, and no, I have a daughter. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. But listen, I have a beautiful daughter, and you know, this is around the time where young ladies start falling for fellas, as you know. Well, I have a problem, Tony. My daughter's running around with a man who I don't think is good for her. What should I do? What should I do about this man who I think is going to harm my daughter?
Show them. All right. If you buy your kid, you gotta show them.
And I shoot her? What the fuck are you saying?
Tony.
No, you said so much bothering your daughter. You said that you want to shoot him or whatever.
Oh! Well, it's not bad yet. It's just... Well, look, he has good grades. He always picks her up on time.
Get the fuck out of here! I don't want him out of here no more, Justin. Get the fuck out of here with him and get rid of him. He's a stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, that was pretty evident because you talked over him the whole goddamn time. Thanks a lot.
No,
best caller
I
of the
didn't.
Night.
No,
Jesus
I didn't.
Christ. And please, for the love of God, can you please just, like, stay away from the kill your kids thing, all right? That's not ever good advice, all right?
No.
Just put him out in the rain or something.
He said somebody was hurting his daughter. So I said to shoot them. That's what I heard. It's not my fault he has a phone. That sounds like he has a fucking balls in his mouth. All right? Shut him a bitch. It wasn't my fault.
Adora wants to know, dear Uncle Tony, is a longer penis or a more average penis more appetizing? What do you think?
I don't know if there's one that's more appetizing or whatever. I don't like a ditch.
Tony.
Hello?
Tony, it's me, JJ. I got a few minutes. I wanted to get in and just tell you I just spoke to Jason. He's still in Thailand. Valentine's Day, you know, he's having a great time. He's got himself 3-4 hookers, men, women. He doesn't really care. They're all ready. And he wanted to send his best regards to you and just tell you that, you know, he misses you and that you're a fat piece of shit.
Okay. Well, thank you. JJ, you want to get rid of this guy, Justin, since you're a producer, and now I got this fucking asshole, and you tell Jason what?
I mean, I've been listening for a little bit. I got to be honest. The fuck is with these callers? I kind of vomited a little bit in my mouth. You know, what's going on? I mean, Tony, I want to give you the best callers possible. I want you to shine. But what the fuck's going on? I was listening to a call. I swear it was a dude with a lady's fucking voice. What's going on?
That was my voice.
No, not you. It was another asshole. You're a fat asshole. I'm talking about the other asshole. And who's the robotic voice that's helping you out tonight? Person sounds like they have a friggin' rod up their ass.
No, that's your fucking friend Justin that's hosting the show. You and Jason. There's JJ, Justin, and Jason. All the J's. All the J's that are, you guys are fucking a bunch of J's together.
Are you commenting about the fact that I'm Jewish? Is that what you're saying? J for Jewish? Or are you being a little anti-Semitic, you friggin' WAP, yinny dago fuck?
No,
don't do it, Tony.
Don't do what?
He already takes it in the ass. What shouldn't he do?
Okay, no, I don't take nothing in the ass. Yeah, JJ, don't ever call here again. And what's your name?
Here's the problem. I'm the producer, so I will be here again. Next week, I'll be here. I need you to understand that my excellence will only make this show shine.
Where's Jason?
That's where you say thank you. That's where you say thank you, Tony.
Okay, this person actually has a brain. Tony, listen to him. Listen to Justin. Come on. I told you, Jason is knee-deep in 4 or 5 Thai hookers. He might be dead.
Okay.
Your friend is 8,000 miles away, possibly dead.
Okay. I'm just going to – all right. I'm going to play around. I'm going to play around.
Right now, there's a high probability that Jason has HIV.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Maybe he can go live with Ken and Tony Furtado. You go live with them.
And now some of those Thai hookers have HIV.
Exactly. He's been bringing it over there. Believe me, he didn't get it there. He brought it there.
I didn't bring shit over there. Oh,
not
Jason?
You. Let me ask you a question. Does the fat go in your ears, Tony? Listen to what we're saying. How many meatballs do you have today?
I didn't have any meatballs today.
Tony, tell the truth.
A little
meatballs, Tony.
A little gravy? A little gravy on your noodles? What do you got? What do you got going on, Tony? Come on.
I had a fucking vegetable pizza, then crushed.
Was it pepperoni soft crust?
No, it was thin.
Oh, that's right. The pepperoni probably went up your ass. Anyway, let's just be honest about what you eat. 5 pizzas?
No, I had... It was one
5
pizza.
Italian subs?
No, it was one pizza. I told you. One.
Yeah. Size of the fucking equator. Look, Tony, you don't get as fat as you are unless you're eating a lot. We wanted to get you so you live. The show could blow up. So could you. So anyway.
Okay. Okay, so this is supposed to be a Valentine's Day show. Now I'm going to ignore everybody. It's not a Valentine's question. I'm ignoring
them.
Oh,
I sent you in that voice note. Did you play any of them yet, or should I give you the question from Abram Tusker?
Sounds Jewish.
I'm ignoring you guys.
Okay, super fan Abram Tusker sent the following message. Dear Tony, will you be my Valentine? I will fuck you till you love me. love Abram. He's a super fan, Tony. Come on.
No, he is. Okay. Well, tell Abram that I'm not letting him fuck me. Okay? I'm not. And I got your fucking email about Iron Kite Tyson. Okay? And I was not... And I'm not calling him. I'm not answering a phone for him because there's a dirty name.
You know, Tony, I mean, I know you're anti-Semitic. I know you hate the blacks.
I don't hate the blacks. I don't hate the Jews. I don't hate nobody.
You know, right now, you know what Jason's doing right now? He's got a noose tied around his neck. He's got one tie hooker holding it, choking him while a ladyboy is blowing him. Right now, that's happening.
Good for him. Happy Valentine's Day for him.
Exactly. Happy. Exactly. He is happy. Yeah. And what are you doing for Valentine's Day? What guy are you with?
Apparently, I'm with Justin because
I heard you were with Chef Boyardee, your favorite. Fat fuck.
Hashtag choke and blow.
Okay. I'm not talking to either one of you guys no more. I'm just going to be quiet.
Tony, I wanted to call in real quick while I was traveling, but I do have to go. But just remember one thing. Fuck off and die. Stay fat. And I'll talk to you later, big guy. I'll see you next week for the show.
No. No, you won't.
You have no choice.
You won't shame me no more. I have a choice. I have a fucking choice.
He's a good caller.
It's not a good caller.
Huh. Here's a question. I got a question for you right here from the chat. This is a question from, I don't know this person, Tony, Carmen. It says, hello, Tony, remember me. I'm the dude who made your piss your pants in the snowbank, motherfucker. Remember that? You talk mad shit, but at the end of the day, you're just a motherfucker.
Okay,
motherfucker.
Well. You laugh like a fucking hyena, first of all. And second, Carmen, I beat the fuck out of Carmen. I beat the
Doesn't
fuck
sound like
out.
You did.
Yes, I did. Because Carmen's a fucking little fucking girly boy. She's a little fucking girly boy. That's what he was.
Little girly boy slapped you around.
He used to, let me tell you, okay? Here's what Carmen used to do. He used to bleach his hair like a little fucking girl. He used to go, walking around, shaking his ass. Everyone's like, oh, Carmen, are you gay? Carmen, he goes, I'm not gay. Ha, 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 ha. But he was fucking gay, shaking his ass everywhere, looking at guys' dicks. I used to help my mother carry groceries up. We used to go shopping. We'd get out of the cab. I'd go to bend over to grab the stuff. I saw him looking at my ass. He used to look at all the guys' dicks. I heard him one time. I heard him say to this girl that was there, saying, oh, how big you think that dick is? Oh, look at that dick. Look at that dick. And then he ran his mouth like a little fucking girl, like a little fucking girly bitch. And I beat the fuck out of him, okay? So when he's a fucking queer, but he's a fag. I don't give a fuck.
Tony.
I beat the sh...
Tony!
Hello?
Will you shut the fuck up, you fat motherfucker? Tony, this is...
DC.
This is an abomination... Yeah, brother. Listen, I got to speak to this fat man. This is an abomination...
All right, let me just get a hashtag hate crime real quick. Let me get a hashtag hate crime real quick.
No.
Oh.
Tony.
Tony.
No.
Listen to me, man. I'm telling you right now. This is an abomination. This whole show is fruity. It's fruity like my cousin, man. I should have fruity call in. Tony, this is the gayest shit I've ever heard in my life, and I believe you are homosexual. So why don't you come out that big-ass closet with your fat ass and admit you like cock tonight on Valentine's Day 2024? I'll send you a crate of Colt 45 and some Newports.
I never had... I'm not gay, Donnie. You know that. I used to tell
you
what.
That shit with Carmen was a lover's quarrel. That was a lover's quarrel. That is the plot twist nobody knows.
No, it's not a lover's quarrel. It was me.
Yo, fuck it. Y'all was fucking. I know it.
We didn't.
That's what that was.
I never had
No. Don't. No, that was Tony. You fat and you like cock. Just admit it.
You're being a son of a bitch today, Donnie. I want you to know that you are.
I don't know how to say this, but I'm going to just say it. You've been a son of a bitch the entire time I've known you. Even when your mama died, you're still a son of a bitch. And your sister's a whore. I fucked her last week.
Oh.
I missed you.
I fucked your sister, Tony.
Well, she fucked everybody.
No, listen, I double bagged it, and we was having pillow talk, and she told me that you've taken penis before, Tony.
She's a fucking lying whore. Ooh. And she sucks off black guys, which you ought to prove.
What's wrong with that, Tony? It's Black History Month, motherfucker. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong.
Just call her black?
Yeah.
Just call her black?
No, he said she sucked off black people, black men. Tony, you should know about that. You've done the same. I heard about it.
I've also heard that.
Tony, I heard that you sucked off a nigga named Mutombo, some African nigga. Like
no,
6 foot
I
10.
Never. I didn't suck
His
off
name
a
Mutombo.
Nigga named Mutombo.
Yes, shoot, no, Mutombo with a U, motherfucker, from Uganda, like Kenny and his offense. Is that Grover Washington?
I don't know.
Brother?
It's Grover Washington, yeah.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
Wait a minute. Justin, I asked you to fucking tell me before you brought a call on the air.
It's Grover Washington.
I know who you are. You don't have to say it 900 fucking times.
I think Grover's got a line.
This is supposed to be a Valentine's Day show, so go over. If you ain't got nothing to say about Valentine's Day, go somewhere else.
I had something to say about it, but you've been doing nonstop, almost 1 hour gay talk, because I don't really understand it, because there's a lot of straight people on here, and you're just talking right over them. You won't let them on.
Just talk.
Well, what... Why aren't you talking about Valentine's Day? What'd you do for Valentine's Day other than eat an enormous pizza?
Tony had balls.
Well, minus the meat, just balls. Oh, actually, he probably had the meat too, right, Tony?
He said cheese.
We're no meatballs. We're no sausages. And I shared
Tony. Don't lie.
I shared the pizza.
With Mutombo?
No.
Well, what else? What else did you do? You just eat a pizza and that's it? What are you doing? It's a holiday.
Yeah, I was doing a show for you fucking assholes. And Jason was supposed to co-host. And then the Jew guy calls in. The Jew guy's not there. Not Justin's
oh.
there. And Justin's a son of a bitch who always judges my show.
Hey, Oh, Grover? Can I ask Grover a question, fellas?
Well, I'm pissed off because I'm supposed to have a date today. Pastor Ken
I know.
Was supposed
That's
to
what
come
I was
pick
gonna
me
ask.
Up.
Kenny?
He,
did Kenny
he
come
stood
down?
Me up. No.
Lord have mercy.
He's supposed to pick me up from Haven for Hope when we were to go to the Mexican joint, and I was going to order my usual carnitas, but he never showed up, the son of a bitch.
Well, to be fair to Kenny, there's a pretty good chance Farrar put him in the crate. Helmet and all.
What, he misbehave or something?
You know how we get. He starts jerking off and pooping all over the house.
Oh.
Grover, you at the train tracks, man?
Yeah, I'm over by the train tracks. For some reason, they got a steam engine.
Put it away, Grover. Grover, put your dick away. Don't put it on the train track.
I'm standing here. I'm not dangling anything. They got a steam engine that just went by.
This needs to be about Valentine's Day. This is a fucking Valentine's Day show, okay? So talk about fucking Valentine's Day.
I was trying to, Tony, but you cut me off.
Tony, you let him call in while he was getting filleted by another man. In fact, I think that was Kenny that was doing it. And you let him do it on the air, and now you yelling at me and Grover. You don't like niggas. You don't like black people.
I have nothing against the black people. I've got something against people that tell me that I want to fuck my own, that people want to fuck, that forget it. Just share what you got to say.
There's a lot of guys on the line. Me?
Grover, did you hear the Blog Talk lady call in? Did you know that Tony is certifiably retarded?
That
explains a lot, actually.
Yep. That reminds me of the... Remember when he used to say he was a first-place champion in Special Olympics, and we kept telling him, hey, you dummy, that means you've got mental disabilities, and you said, no, it was just a Special Olympics. It wasn't anything about being a retard, but it is a retard.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know Canada, back then. I didn't know
That's in Canada.
That's why he wears a helmet, too, because Jable told me he wears a helmet.
It was special because it was at the, they had special events. That's what I heard.
That's what they told you, Tony. You retarded, man. I saw your IQ scores, man. 60 ain't good. That's room temperature, my man. That's retarded.
Celsius. I think that was Celsius.
Justin, you laugh like a fucking hyena.
Hey, fuck you.
I like Justin. He's a good co-host, Tony.
I think he sounds like... I think he's a gay. He sounds like one of them gays, the way he talks.
Nah, he's straight. That's a straight man. I can tell.
I can tell.
Justin, are you...
Maybe not, but I got a question for you, Tony.
Oh.
What?
I got a question for you. It's right here in the chat. Hold on.
Oh.
I fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sure you did fuck up.
Shut up, Tony.
Fuck
he
off
called
for
a shot,
money, okay?
And he sold the ball. He dropped it. He dropped the ball. He said, I got it.
I didn't
I
drop the
it.
Ball.
Got
the question's
it.
Right here. This question's from Tommy. It says, why do you see Johnny's face when your girlfriend at the time was giving you a blowjob? Is that true, Tony? Why?
That's
disgusting. No, I said that because everybody was talking about blowjobs and Johnny Longfetter and blowjobs and Johnny. And then I didn't want blowjobs because I associated Johnny with blowjobs and blowjob rooms. So I this girl, she was sucking
you
my dick.
You a nasty motherfucker. Holy shit, man.
No, I'm not. I had psychological.
Were you thinking of a headdress too, Tony? Did you have your hand on the headdress, bobbing up and down? You a nasty motherfucker, Tony. I don't. You're smirching the dead and all.
No, I didn't. And I just saw.
You're gay, Tony. You're a homosexual.
No, I'm not a homosexual. I didn't. I wasn't fantasizing about Johnny. Okay. And you guys should
nobody that's straight thinks about another man when a woman's lips are wrapped around his dick. Only gay men do. And gay men don't even do that. So you bisexual, Tony. I'll give you that.
Hashtag erect to Johnny.
No erect to Johnny.
Is this the Elect to Johnny show? Hello? 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 Is this the Dangerous Lewis? The Dangerous Lewis?
Yes. It is. You fucking shut him up. I don't want him on here.
I have a Valentine question. Please. I didn't get all the help I need. Please. Okay, Uncle Pete? Okay,
yeah.
Tony Goo Goo? Do you think he can handle that? All right.
Yeah. Fucking
now,
question.
Now, the reason that I'm worried about this man dating my daughter is because his name is Giuseppe. He's a Italian man, and I just wanted to know, how can I stop this aggressive, slovenly Italian ape from harming my beautiful white daughter? That's what I want to know, Tony.
Well, it's simple. All you gotta say to him is, I don't like you. I don't want you in my fucking house. And,
should I cook him some stromboli? Should I give him some stromboli, Tony?
No, you're not supposed to fucking feed people that you don't like. What's the matter with you?
No, to get him out. I'm going to put it out like breadcrumbs, like it's Hansel and Gretel.
What?
Oh, my God. Never mind. You haven't even read a fucking fairy tale. You
I know who Hancho and Guido is, and you don't have to call me a fat retard. Don't call it to this fucking show anymore.
Yeah. When's the last time you ate a gingerbread house, Tony?
Tony doesn't read fairy tales. He likes fairy tales.
Oh, he is a fairy. This is the fairy tale. There we go. Why do we know what this show is?
Get the fuck out of here, you Peter Pan motherfucker. You Peter Pan motherfucker. You're a fucking fairy.
You're a captain.
You're a fucking fairy. Fucking faggot.
Tony, you're funny as hell, man. Nigga locked in the closet.
No, I'm not locked in a closet.
It's a big motherfucker. That closet is a house, nigga. You need to come out. Touch
Tony,
your ass.
Stop saying nigga on your hair, please. You're going to get me in.
Hashtag roll-in closet.
Oh, yeah. It's like the masturbation hut, but much bigger.
Much.
No, it's not.
Tony.
Yeah?
Why is it that your show is so decidedly homosexual? I'm a straight man. I call in. You got at least a bisexual co-host, and Grover is straight. Where is the LGBTQPI and the rest of the alphabet? Where do they come from? Why are they your fans? It's because you gay. You a homosexual, Tony.
Don't cut me off again.
Oh.
Don't cut me off again.
Hello. I didn't cut you off. Who the fuck is this?
I don't know. Somebody's yelling about something. Who's picking up the calls?
I don't know. Justin's giving me the calls.
Shake your ass. It's summer at Old Navy. Get 30% off. No shorts, shirts, and summer dresses.
What?
Brock, I got the lines crossed. God damn it.
Yes. Yeah, you got to hang up one of them. One of them lines, you picked up the wrong one. Why don't we play one of them voicemails? I heard there's voicemails.
There's no voicemails that I know of. So that is... Fuck! I want you guys to calm down for a minute. Let me do my fucking show. You understand
right.
that?
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Hey, soldier. Are you jerking off all by yourself? Balls still full of cum?
Hello.
That's not a natural formation. You must not know what the ladies like, because with Jerkmate, there can be two of us in here.
Okay.
That's right.
Shit.
No
God damn it.
No
mute. Fuck. Sorry, Tony.
Bob's their Jerkmate.
Yeah, it was Jerkmate, and it had nothing to do with it. I don't talk. I don't do Jerkmate. So.
Also, I'm in
ignore that.
And I'm also a bearded vulture Therian.
What?
I have two questions. One is for other Therians, specifically bird Therians, and the other question is for
what?
Other systems who have Therian system members. So first question for other bird Therians.
Hello.
What are some things you do that help you feel more connected to your stereotype? Like, I know that for people whose stereotypes are four-legged, they can do quadrobics. And
is this person a fucking retarded person?
That's not applicable to bird variants. I also want to clarify.
You're speaking your language, brother.
Quadrobics.
What?
I said she's speaking your language. Retard.
It's retarded.
Tony, do you still have your Special Olympic trophy? Do you have it, like, up in a trophy case?
It's a medal, Donnie. You know that it's a medal.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Did you win the gold?
My mother kept that for years. She was proud of me.
Well, I mean, yeah, you should be. She should be. When a retarded kid wins anything, you should be proud.
I'm Olivia Atwood, and I'm here with the Perkins Shop celebrating their Valentine's Day campaign, Naughty or Nice. I love Valentine's Day, all about connecting with love and expressing myself.
That's a British woman. Was that the Queen?
I don't know who it was. I don't know, but the show is not about Valentine's Day. I was going to tell a story about a Valentine's Day thing that I had happen.
21, can you do some for me?
Oh. Hello?
Was that a voicemail?
No, it's a Chinese person.
Oh, geez.
Hope they're not driving.
Huh?
Like I was trying to say.
What button do I press here? Fuck.
What?
He hit the wrong button again. Fuck.
Keep talking, Tony. Cover for me.
I was just trying to tell you. What the fuck now? Hello?
Is it me?
Yes.
You're looking for Lionel Richie, baby.
it is me. Okay, hello. My name is Willow. It's my first time calling in.
Shalom.
I'm from England. Kind of nervous being on here after all this time. I thought I would ask about long-distance relationships. I've got two boyfriends, two girlfriends. They all live in America. And I'm wondering what I can do, you know, for them on Valentine's Day, since I'm so far away.
Good question. Tony?
That is a good question. They don't all live in the same area, do they?
Two of them.
Do they know each other or anything like that?
Yeah, we're all, like, in a big polyamorous relationship.
You guys dress up like dinosaurs? What the fuck is that?
What?
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
No, I think you're thinking of Jurassic. No. Polyamorous means, like, you have multiple relationships, but everybody's cool with it, you know?
I don't know, because those guys dress up like animals and have sex now. I had to ask.
Hashtag DDA.
He's so stupid. Jurassic Park, motherfucker.
Anyway, like I was... Okay.
I'm sorry.
When you're done laughing like a hyena, I can say what I have to say.
Why don't you give some advice, Tony?
Blinky got the stiffy off. Get 69% off your entire order when you order online at oldnavy.com.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Mute that shit. God damn it.
Anyway,
keep talking,
like I
Tony.
Was trying to say, what's your name? Willow Cock?
Willow Talk, yes.
All right.
I got him as Limey Fuck.
What I would do is I would send a bit, you know, you're saving money by dating more than one person. What you can do is you can send a whole bunch of stuff for Valentine's Day. You can send a big bouquet of flowers. You can send a bunch of candy, stuff like that. And since you guys are away from each other and you can't have sex, what you guys could do is make it fun. I would say, I mean, it's a little late now because it's Valentine's Day, but I would have sent over some sex toys, and I would have had, I would have had like a video thing going on where you guys do stuff, or you watch them do stuff to each other. You guys like let them fuck each other and you jerk off. What? I'm just saying, that's what you guys should do. Or you guys can just watch a movie together. I'll have them put on a movie. You sit in the background and watch it with them.
Don't shit in the background. Do not shit in the background. Caller, did you write all that down?
Cut me off again.
I shit in the background. I'm not shitting. I took a piss, but I was quiet about it.
Okay.
That's what you can do. That's what you can do to them. Usually just remind them. Say, hey, you know, send some, text them little things. Like, I'm thinking about you. And, you know, what I did with this girl that I had a long-distance relationship with. She lived in New Hampshire. So I'm all the way in Massachusetts. She had a very difficult schedule. I met her in a bar, actually. It's a place called Eddie She's in East Boston. And I asked her for her number. She said, sure, no problem. Then she told me that her number was disconnected. And we used to just email back and forth. And she said that, you know, we're going to have a relationship. Let's talk and let's meet up. You know, come up here on the weekends. But our schedules never panned out. And but I sent her some pictures, you know. Like I would send her, she'd send me some pictures with her tits, you know. And I sent her a picture of me with no shirt on the beach, stuff like that. She liked it, you know what I mean? But we never ended up meeting. She stopped emailing me. I don't know if she died or something or had a fucking stroke. But it's her loss, you know?
They were internet.
What's that?
Maybe she couldn't afford to pay for her internet. It ran out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would have put her on my plan.
I see.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Does she have nice titties?
She did. She had nice tits. They were nice.
But they weren't bigger than yours, right?
Donnie, I have.
Tony, you got D cup titties, man. Them titties are huge.
No, I got proof right now that I
they
don't
got
have.
You got some big ass flapjack titties, Tony.
No, I don't.
I bet those
care.
Things stutter.
Like Donnie, a car start, Tony. Them titties get going.
No, you're being fresh. Yeah, okay, I don't know. What the fuck is going on? Donnie!
Tony, do you have cats in the background?
No, I don't. They're sweeping on my
couch.
Tony,
did you put your finger in the cat's asshole? That's what it sounded like to me.
Hey, Donnie, why don't you check your phone? Because I just sent you a proof that I don't have tits, that I have pecs.
Well, that's really funny. The cat doesn't like brothers. That's a shame. Tony, please don't ever send this picture to me again, ever, under any circumstances.
Well, I have. I have pecs. You see them?
No, I do not see anything that looks like a man's pectoral. I see some of them National Geographic titties. You got National Geographic titties, Tony.
Can we have this fucking...
Tony, would you take care of that goddamn cat?
It's not my cat.
I know it's your cat because it's saying nigga. That's your cat. You finger fucking your cat. It's saying nigga because you taught it that word.
My cat never said
nigga. You racist motherfucker. Tony, you a racist motherfucker.
Cats don't say nigga. They say meow.
Tony, shut the fuck up. Don't say that word.
Jesus Christ.
You taught your cat. That's bad enough. Now you're fingering your cat's asshole and saying that N-word, man. It's Black History Month. Knock that shit off, Tony.
I know it's Black History Month.
Well, knock it off, motherfucker. It's already the shortest month of the year. You don't want to make it the most fucked up month of the year. Is Grover still on the line?
I don't know. I'm not in charge.
Well, that's too bad.
I think he passed out.
And my chat is fucked.
Tony, you do have massive tits. You have some massive tits. You got implants, and they sag so much somehow only because of your fat wop ass. But neither here or there. How you guys doing? It's Tony's toilet.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him. Don't shake
hands. Tony, baby, how you doing? Hey, Tony, shut up. I'm talking to the goat, Donnie. Shut up, Tony. How you doing, Donnie?
What's going on, my man? You are a national hero. Any man that or toilet that can take that obese man's logs and swallow them is a hero, because those toilets don't exist anymore.
This show's supposed to be about Valentine's Day. This show's
supposed to be about Valentine's Day. Shut up. Let the toilet talk, Tony. Free the toilet. Free Tony's toilet.
Shut up,
Tony. Shut up.
Donnie, I thank you for those amazing words. Oh, hey, what's happening, man?
It's a party.
It is.
I muted him. Please continue.
Oh, thank you, good sir. Thank you for the kind words, Donnie. I really appreciate the love and support you've given me. I take all the shit in the world from Uncle Tony, and one thing that Tony loves to do is to take raggedy shits on me. And, you know, he's not afraid to do it. He's just in the closet about it. So, but no, yeah, I just can't say much of anything else. I mean, we Tony's a racist. Tony loves his ragu, takes shits on him. He's a raging anti-Semite. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Tony uses yarmulke as his toilet paper. Oh, go ahead.
I've got a question from the chat here. Art Hammond wants to know, hey, Tony, I heard you got a couple of new cats, and they're racist. And you name them ham and cocoa butter. Is that true?
No, I never named anybody.
Yeah, I can confirm he did. He does.
Me, Jason. Don't strap
He's
no
lying.
Tony, you racist, evil motherfucker.
I did not name my cat ham or coconut or whatever the fuck you said.
Can I ask Mr. Toilet a question, Tony?
No.
No, let me ask him a question. Mr. Toilet.
Tony.
Yes, are you still
Tony
there?
Tony just took a shit. The toilet just flushed. Yes, I'm still here, Donnie.
Does Tony bring his man friends over there? Because I know Mutombo used to go over there a lot when he was younger, when they was in their relationship, and also Carmen as well. Have you heard any man voices over there besides Tony? Any use you?
No doubt about it. On his hiatus. That's why he went on his hiatus. What was it, three or 4 months that he wasn't doing a show? Because it was every night.
The nigga went on a gay cruise. I knew
his hoe of the night. I guess Tony was the hoe in this case. Say again?
No.
I said he went on a gay cruise, didn't he, with all the fruity people?
Yes, he did. He was wearing assless chaps the whole time, from what I understood.
Holy
I mean,
shit.
You know, Tony loves his assless chaps. Hell, I'm seeing him right now from his bathroom.
I'm not doing a show no more. This is the
Tony,
last night.
You a retarded homosexual
the
man.
The party is over. The party's over.
Oh, no, the party's just begun, Tony.
I think he said potty.
Potty.
Yes, he did. The potty.
I think that was a threat to your life.
Oh, I'm indestructible. That's why I'm Tony's toilet. You can't really. He's taking his worst shot at me, and I'm still here. I'm still, taking all this shit.
Yeah.
All good.
Was that ham or cocoa butter in the background?
Oh my God, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Those names. Tony.
Yes.
Grover.
Cocoa butter.
Grover, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. I fell asleep, but. Or
did you hear
a
cat
saying
cat?
The N-word? There's a cat saying the N-word. It woke me up.
No, that was Tony, dude. Just using his cat as hiding behind his cap. But Tony's a raging racist.
Not a raging racist. Well,
you're
special.
You're a racist.
Donnie, I'm calling you later.
Hold on a second. I know why you don't like brothers, Tony. It's a very simple answer. Tombo broke your heart, and now you hate all black people. But I'm not African, Tony. I'm just black. You shouldn't hate me. I didn't do nothing.
I know you're black.
I'm not from Uganda, nigga. I'm from Baltimore.
That's the South.
And I don't make them, like, noises and shit and wear, like, a thing through my nose. That's not me, Tony, so don't hate on the brother.
You are going to get a phone call later.
Oh, I'm scared, Tony. What are you going to do? Call me and call me a nigger like you've done four other times?
I don't care. I will call you a nigger ever. I didn't.
Tony just farted, so, by the way.
No, I didn't fart.
That was a wet one I heard over the audio right now.
Tony, you're going to make in your pants, man. You're going to make a shit in your pants right now.
Oh,
you need to knock
Donnie's
it off,
too
man.
Late. He's got shit all over his fucking thong underwear, so, you know, it's too late. Like, he can't contain it.
All right, I'm hanging up. Thank you, you guys. Enjoy
Tony,
the fucking
you a nasty
show.
Motherfucker, man.
Enjoy
this
the
is
show.
Too much.
You need
enjoy
Huggies, Tony. Call Kent Harper and wear Huggies.
Party's over. Thank you.
This is too much.
Bye.
This is too much. Let me give a shout out to Baltimore.
Bye.
Hashtag
bye.
Inner city. Hashtag urban crime. Hashtag mobile quarterbacks.
And shout out to Donnie Baby, the true goat of the show.
Hashtag
Donnie I'm not doing a show no more.
Hashtag
yes,
pray for toilets.
Black
quarterback. Pray for
Tony, come on.
That's less time than George Floyd took to die, man. Come on. Do a show, Tony.
Tony,
do the last
Tony.
8 minutes, Tony.
Tony, the show is a train wreck. Would you stand up? Stand up for your goddamn show, all right? Give us something. It's Valentine's Day, for Christ's sake.
I was trying to say something. I was trying to tell a story, you fucking idiot.
Say something.
My pussy, you can smell like a seafood boil. But after reading Peaches, it's hard to stop.
Does your pussy stink? Just can't seem to scratch that itch? Ask your doctor today if Coochie Cleanse is right for you.
My pussy used to smell like a seafood boil. But after using Coochie Cleanse, it's hot girl summer.
Yeah, he was fucking that guy.
Yep, I'm hanging up. Goodbye. Goodbye.
No, he's never fucked a woman as far
as I know. Bye,
Tony. Tony.
What?
What in the fuck are you doing, man? Don't go out like a bitch. Tony, are you really a bitch? Are you
no,
a bitch, Tony? Should I call you bitch, Tony? Instead of BT for big tits, I'll call you BT for bitch, Tony. Don't end the show, motherfucker. Take some other calls and stop being a bitch. It's Valentine's Day. Be a man. Tony, be a man. Your fans want to ask you questions. You do the whole show, motherfucker. It's Black History Month.
I wanted to tell a Valentine's Day story.
I'm
going to
shut up. You tell Tony, I'm going to shut the fuck up. You tell your story. Take some calls. Have a good end to the show, okay?
Fine, but I'm calling you later. That's what I'm doing.
That's fine. You do what you got to do, motherfucker. Just know I'm going to be tipsy off that Hennessy, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Now do your shit.
Talk, Tony. Talk, Tony. Tony, talk.
I'm
Tony,
talking.
Talk.
You fucking, I'm talking. Like I was saying. Now that the show is disgusting and rotten, I'm going to have to start doing a show myself, and I'm going to tell J-Boy to give me the fucking password back. Like I was saying, Valentine's Day, you fucking idiot. I remember one Valentine's Day, and it'll stay in my mind forever. Think of Valentine's Day. I think about, I remember it was cold out, it was in February. And we had to give Valentine's Day gifts to our classmates, right? And everybody gave out little Valentines, and they used to have these little cards with Wally Pops on the back of them. And then I remember There was this girl in my class I really liked. I liked her for a long time. But I didn't want to talk to her because she pissed me off. Because she used to always hold other guys' hands in the schoolyard. So I walked up to her and I said to her, "Hey, my name's Tony. I'm in your class. And I just want to let you know that I like you. And what I want to do is tell you that I like you." And I said that. So then we ended up talking. She asked me what I was into. I said, I was into a lot of rock and roll music. I listen to a lot of Motown. And she asked me, she said, "Why don't you sing me a couple of Motown songs?" And I said to her, "Okay, I know a couple of them." And she said, "So let me sing to you real quick, you know." So I decided I was like, I decided to sing "My Girl," you know. I said to her, I said, "I got sunshine on a cloudy day." You know what I mean? And so she ended up liking that, and she was just like, "Oh, you're so sweet." And I didn't think she really liked me. But it ended up happening was she held on to that lollipop for the longest time. For the whole day. And then at the end of that day, she goes, "I have an answer for you if I like you or not." And she ended up saying, "Here." So she licked the lollipop. And then she put it up to me, and I licked it. And then she said to me, "Let me see if it tastes the same." And she kissed me. She kissed me, and that's what I remember. And she, hello? I wasn't doing my fucking stuff. Hello? Why are you crying about my fucking stuff? You, don't ever post it again. You fucking want to ruin my fucking show. You son of a bitch. Shut the music up, let me finish my fucking story.